She takes your hand in hers, gently pulling, signaling for you to follow. You oblige, being the good boy that you are, wondering with a slight sense of anxiety what her plans for you are. You feel your hand being gently squeezed and instantly feel reassured. Whatever she's going to do to you, you know that you can take it. You're brave and strong, thanks to her help. As your mind races with thoughts on what she might do to you, you can't help but stare down at her perfect, long legs, clad in stockings. You love stockings, and she knows it. You already feel yourself getting aroused. Suddenly, all the speculating about what her plans are replaced with the thought of the soft material brushing against your skin. The skin of your face when she sits on it. Maybe the skin of your thighs while she gently probes you with her strap on. What's got you so distracted, pet? While your mind was filled with distracting images of soft legs squishing your head, you didn't notice that you had arrived at your destination. It was the room of the house she had recently forbid you from going to, saying that a surprise was in there. For weeks, you felt like a kid waiting for Christmas, tempted to sneak into the room where your parents had hidden your unwrapped presents. You managed to be a good boy, though, and you never looked inside. It was easy to get over urges like that with the firm yet fair guiding hand of your dom. After sheepishly telling her that you were just thinking about something, you looked to the center of the room to see what she had hidden from you all this time, and you felt your knees getting weak and a shiver run up your spine. It was a milking bench, the same milking bench that she let you pick and order online. It looked sturdily built with soft vinyl cushioning and adjustable restraints. Restraints that would hold you down on your arms and knees with your legs spread to give your dom full access to everything. This whole time, she didn't want you to come in because she had been in the room putting it together. You felt a little guilty, wishing you had known so you might have been able to help her. Then quickly brushed the thought aside as you remembered she always loved to surprise you. She gives you a peck on the cheek and begins whispering in your ear. "Do you like it?" she asks. "This is the one you wanted, right? The one with the extra cushioning by the knee area so you don't get too sore." You gulp slightly and nod. This elicits a small giggle from your dom. And she starts to gently stroke your cheek. "Do you want to try it out right now, pet? You look a little nervous." She takes your head between her hands, looking you in the eyes. "We don't have to do it right now if you don't want to. If you aren't ready, you can say so. Okay?" You nod your head and, as bravely as you can, say that you want it and you're ready. She beams with pride and plants her lips against yours, cooing happily and moving her hands to gently run them down your chest. Suddenly, you feel her grasp the bottom of your shirt and begin to lift it up. You dutifully raise your hands above your head, and she ends the kiss before finally peeling off your shirt. "You're such a brave pet for me." You smile as warmth fills your chest, mixing with your arousal to create an intoxicating emotional cocktail as she expertly unbuttons your jeans and yanks them down. You lift each leg up and she tosses the pants to the side before slowly reaching her hand to cup your hardening cock through your boxers. You clasp your hands behind your back as she teasingly fondles you, giggling at your whines as you desperately try to stay still. Finally, she grabs your waistband and with one final pull, removes the boxers. She stands up and presses her body against yours. You instantly feel vulnerable, standing before her completely naked. You love it. Your cock twitches as she presses it against your stomach, lightly pressing it down with her thigh. She once again kisses you, this time forcing her tongue past your lips. You let out a shudder and a whine. Every time she starts having her way with you like this, it feels even more amazing than the last. Suddenly, she breaks the kiss and stops pressing against your cock. She coos as it bounces up and down in front of her before firmly grabbing your shoulders and turning you around. She places her hand on your back and presses down. Shaking with anticipation, you get on the bench and assume the position. Your eyes close as she circles around you, clicking the restraints closed and rubbing your back. Good pet. So brave. So obedient. You're doing amazing. She lightly smacks your ass and you gasp. The hand that spanked you begins rubbing affectionately. She leans down and begins brushing her lips against your ear, whispering reassurances and praise to you. Then you feel her other hand on your cock and you freeze. Your whimpering replaced with dead silence as your eyes shoot open. She uses her index finger and thumb to tease the head of your cock, encouraging more and more pre-cum to flow out. She starts to spread it around your shaft and lightly stroke. Your hips jerk forward and she gently squeezes before letting go of you. You let out a desperate whine before being softly shushed. Shh, don't worry, pet. I'm just getting more lube. She reaches below the table and brings up a bottle. After squirting a healthy amount of the gel onto her hand, she returns it to your cock and begins gliding her hand up and down. Once again, you moan out in pleasure and frustration as her fingers barely brush against your cock. She coos into your ear and kisses your cheek several times. Does it feel good, baby? You like that? You nod and let out another whimper. Do you want me to squeeze your pretty cock a little tighter? Would that be nice? Yeah? You groan out a desperate plea and she giggles, obliging you. Okay, shh, shh, shh. It's okay. Mommy's got you, darling. Mommy's got you. As her hand closes more tightly around you, your whimpers turn into gasps and moans. You let your head go limp and your eyes glaze over as she begins to stroke faster, placing her thumb on your frenulum and grinding down on it with each upwards motion. The hand that was rubbing your ass slides over to your hip, and she begins to hold you tightly. You feel her tits brush up against your side, and you bury your face into her neck, your moans muffled by her soft skin. You breathe in her scent. The blend of senses and emotions make you feel protected and safe, even though you're strapped down and helpless. After a few more minutes of this treatment, you shout out and desperately take your head from under her chin. You sputter out about your impending orgasm and beg to come, slightly panicking because you don't want to be a bad boy and do so without her permission. Her answer comes immediately. Come for me, sweet pet. Come for me. You groan out in ecstasy as you shoot all over the bench, your cum beginning to pool beneath you. Some of it hits your knees and thighs, and you shudder, feeling like a slut. As her hand becomes more and more enveloped in your cum, she continues to squeeze, pull, and knead your cock, forcing more and more of the warm liquid out, your moaning becoming more desperate and uncontrollable. Oh, there we go. Such a good pet for me. Look at the mess you're making. Oh, you're You're so fucking beautiful right now. Don't try and hold any of it in. That's it. That's it. She moans in satisfaction as your balls are completely drained. You feel weak and exhausted as your energy is sapped the longer your orgasm lasts. She then begins wringing your cock, squeezing the very last drops out like a tube of toothpaste. You whimper, your sensitivity heightened by the release. Little murmurs of slight discomfort escape your lips, and she again presses her lips against your ear. This time, she whispers congratulations to you. You did so good for me, pet. Made such a big mess. You only whined a little bit, too. So good for me. The whispers turn into soft kisses, and she finally lets go of your cock. Taking a few steps to the side, she positions herself to be able to take your chin in her hand and lift it up, looking down at you in adoration. As her lips meet yours, your eyes flutter as you desperately try and stay awake. You weakly return the kiss, and she draws her face away. A beautiful, satisfied smile spreads across her face as she begins to unhinge the restraints. When she finally comes around and releases your legs, you slowly collapse onto the bench and lay on your side. Your breath is desperate and ragged. She wipes her hand off with a washcloth and rushes over to you, lifting you up and cradling your upper body in her arms. Your head falls softly onto her breasts, and she begins to stroke your hair. There, there. I'm still here, baby. Calm down. Shh, calm down. Try to breathe slowly, okay? You're eventually able to get your breathing back to a normal rate. Sleepily, you thank her, and she giggles and gently boops the tip of your nose. You're being such a good boy is thanks enough for me. She slowly helps you down from the bench and once again takes your hand. This time, she also wraps one of her arms around your waist and begins to lead you to the bedroom, where she'll lay down with you and hold you tightly as you slowly drift to sleep and dream about the next milking.